here. And they're like, we're not really about that. We're about impacting and empowering people where they are to use our materials and expand that way. And so that began the journey of starting a nonprofit. But also, when you start a nonprofit, there's nothing out there called 101 for dummies. Starting a nonprofit, so that was a big thing about having to start from the ground up. So I would say for a couple of years, we were just laying the groundwork for what we were.
So we know you've got one going here in York County. You're starting one over in Anderson. Mm-hmm. Are you other places right now?
We're in Richland County as well.
Golly day, great.
And Chester.
Chester. Mm-hmm. All right, so to do all this, it obviously requires some money. How do you generate dollars for this?
Right. So we have had our fundraising banquet that has generated a good amount that we have had that has been routinely or historically held in Tiga K, at the Tiga K Country Club. And we had a golf tournament in the fall at River Hills Country Club. It went really well. In addition to that, we really are desiring to get a core base of support that will support us monthly. And so our goal this year is to find 100 people who will give $50 a month. And with that, that means they are coming and being part of something called our family circle. And they will be part of our mission, part of our vision, but also they'll be part of that home ground team, so to speak, that's going to help help sustain us. Because, you know, COVID was, that was kind of a hard hit, and we didn't get to have our fundraising dinner. And we did have the tournament, but we're looking to do more things like that because really, even though we are in other parts of South Carolina, our home base is York County. Wow. And that's where we are concentrating. We have our, you know, more churches here than any place else. And we're wanting to do a little bit better job on onboarding some of those churches that, let's say, that they sponsored us for Christmasville.
Right.
For the prayer breakfast. They're wonderful churches. They're just maybe a little bit smaller. So to do our whole care community model, it does take a lot of manpower in those churches. But some of our congregations are older, and maybe they can just do one thing, a diaper drive, or, you know, pray, or they can give. So we're just trying to onboard a little bit better. You know, like I said, we're kind of flying, building a plane as we fly. And our goal this year is to all the churches that have been just kind of on the fringe, we really want to engraft them more into our mission and do a better job with that, as well as building that foundation part of just a team of givers that they understand the mission, that it's a joy to them, not just, you know, oh y'all.
And I would think just, you know, we're going to provide a meal once a week, or we're going to take care of, you know, picking somebody up from school and taking them over here. It's not a big deal. It really is not a big deal. If you can spread out the responsibilities amongst a bunch of people.
Yes, yes.
So are you trying to match like one church with one child, or are you trying to get a church to take on four or five kids?
Our immediate goal is that every church that comes on board with us will take care of their foster families first. Okay. Foster families, adoption families if they're in need, and also kinship families, which can be the grandparents, aunt and uncles. Those are the people that they don't really get much support at all from the state. And so if we can get care communities around those families to kind of like, if when you're on a airplane, you know, they tell you pull the oxygen mask down, don't put it on your child first, put it on you first, so that then you can, you know, have the energy to put them on your child. So it's kind of that same kind of concept. If we take care of the families within the church first, then we can go outside and we can, you know, get those families that need critical help that DSS tells us about, or, you know, families that we hear about in the community.
So that's the entree that you can go to the church, say, in your congregation, you've got so-and-so.
Right.
That's a foster parent. Here's how we could help that part. Mm-hmm. So you have some kind of relationship with DSS that tells you where these people are? I mean, how do you find out about them?
Right. Well, we have, first of all, the churches are going to be the best place, because most churches have at least that are interested in this this place have at least one or two families that need help.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't want help. They have enough, you know, family around to help them. But in general, I would say 98% of the families we have said, would you like some help? They say yes. We've even had so many call on the outside to say, hey, can you help us? The thing is, we could help everybody, and our desire is that, but if we give it to the church, they're going to be able to care better for them than we are just one at a time.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it kind of multiplies within the church, and they get the model, and they can carry it on 2 or 3 years from now.
But you do have some kind of working relationship with DSS?
Yes. Yes, we do. We have... The programs coordinator, we have gotten to be great friends with her, Kendra McCray. And then our DSS director for York County, Laura Wasson, has been absolutely wonderful in working with us. In fact, over the weekend, they contacted us through, you know, they are aware that we're going to be doing the Care Now portal. And let me just give a caveat to this. Our state director of DSS, Michael Leach, contacted us. We had been in conversation with him about how can we make a bigger impact in York County with family preservation. So he has given us permission to launch with DSS this something called the Care Now portal.
Right.
So an example of that is over the weekend. So even though we haven't fully launched it yet, we're in the stages of that. Kendra called me and she said, hey, we have a homeless family of 8. Could y'all help them? I sent out an email to our participating churches, and one of our churches called and said, hey, we can help them get into a place.
Right, so how do we get to this Care Now portal? Because we're running out of time. How do we get to it?
Well, it has not quite launched. We are raising money to do that. We will be launching it in the next couple of months. And if you want to join our newsletter, we can let you know exactly how and when that's going
to be. Website. How do we get to your website?
It's called fosteringthefamily.org.
Okay. Kim, thank you very much. Love your energy. Susie, look forward to working with you. I'm sure we'll get you both back on here soon.
This is
a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. A lot of families will probably say, thank heavens they're there to help. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, it's the end of the week. We expect you to hear this nice and loud and clear. Fresh subs and salads at 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The way we do it at 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.